Hello, my friends. This is executive consultant Jay Emma from New York. I'm actually in California now. I'll tell you about that in a minute. Beautiful Redondo Beach right now. I was in Newport Beach earlier today with a good friend of mine, and I'm excited to spend some time with you here today. So welcome to the National Business Builder Call. If you're new, I want to welcome you to Ambit Energy, welcome you to the call, and congratulate you for making the decision to associate with great people and learn, and making a conscious decision to put yourself in an environment where you can hear positive, uplifting things, but also things that might be practical in terms of teaching as well. So I think of the two I's. There's information and there's inspiration. Sometimes information inspires, and sometimes inspiration informs. And I think when we look at the ingredient that causes both of those things to happen, it's attitude. And the attitude that all of us have by plugging into a call like this and as many calls as we can and just associating with great people allows us to grow. And, you know, case in point, I just want to share with you why I'm here in California, because I'm associating with an incredible, great person. A few years ago, I had the privilege 3 years ago or so, I had the privilege of meeting someone who has an incredible life story, a transformational life story. If you look up the name Michael Franzese, F-R-A-N-Z-E-S-E, you'll see that this is a gentleman who is the highest profile mafia figure in the history of our country to ever walk away from that life without the witness protection program and still be alive 20 plus years later. His life has been totally transformed. He's a legitimate businessman now for the last 20-something years. He speaks to law enforcement. He speaks to professional athletes about gambling and, you know, the perils of gambling. And he has a beautiful wife and a beautiful family. And by the grace of God, and he attributes his turnaround, certainly his faith in God, but he's made some decisions. And by the grace of God and some of the decisions that he's made, he's put himself in a position where he's not walking the old ways. He's not living on the streets of New York, committing crimes every day. And this is a high profile guy that used to make $5 million a week, had hundreds of people at his beck and call, homes all over the country, his own airplane and helicopter, and was broken down to a point where he realized he needed God. He fell in love. It's a beautiful story. But so what am I doing out here in California? Well, I had the privilege of meeting this gentleman. And so I've made an investment in the friendship that was started between he and I a few years ago. And I've grown tremendously just by having the privilege to associate with somebody like that. And so I'm out in California. We went to church today. If some of you know who Greg Laurie is, we had lunch with Greg Laurie. And with Michael so I'm spending time with people that help me personally grow. And why do I do that? Because I want to grow. I want to be a more effective person. I want to be more informed. I want to be more inspired. And then as a result, I'm going to have the ability to do more, because when you become more, you're able to do more. And that's one of the principles that all the leaders understand. You know, there's certain things we have to do in our business to become successful. We all know that. We have to gather a handful of loyal customers. We have to help other people do the same thing. But the Masons are on here, and they'll be the first to tell you that that's important. That's vitally important. But what supports that, what enables that to happen, what enables you to go break through and go beyond certain thresholds, certain ceilings that may feel so real, even though they're not real. They're real because we experience certain limits, certain levels. But the only way we can break through them very often is by associating, so you can be informed and inspired, by associating with people that have achieved transformational change and growth and success in their life. So Michael Franzese today has a beautiful family. He doesn't have to look over his shoulder, obviously. You know, if you know, I'm not going to get into the history of organized crime, certainly in New York with the five crime families and you do, it is a life, it's a blood oath, and it's a life, you know, commitment. And he recognizes that he should be dead or in prison for the rest of his life, but by the grace of God, he's turned his life over to God. He's made some positive decisions. He moved out to California, he's just to get away from his former associates. And 25 years later, he's flourishing as a business person. You know, he's got a pizza franchise. He's got several books that he's written. He's done a tremendous amount of public speaking. There's a TV show, reality TV show being built about his life. He's hundreds of millions of people have seen him on YouTube. He's got 550,000 subscribers on YouTube. And so I saw something in him when we met in Vegas. We actually met at his show, and we just spent time after his show. He had a show in Vegas that talked about the history of the mob and all this. And what's interesting is we had a chance to connect and talk, and we really got along great. And he extended his contact information to me because we just hit it off. And see, the thing that I did that a lot of us don't, that a lot of maybe you don't do, and we all can improve, but I want to encourage you to do this because it's been transformational for me, is I pursued that. So he offered, we had a great connection, and I actually reached out to him. And so as a result, over the last several years, I've had the opportunity to spend time with him and have meals and meet him at other speaking engagements that he's done. I've picked him up at the airport, and now we're working on things together, you know, ideas and collaborating on things that are benefit, that can add value to other people's lives. But mostly the value is been given to me because I have a chance to associate with somebody who's very smart. And again, let me repeat, he's not a criminal anymore. Okay. He has completely turned his life around. So I'm not glorifying criminality or in any way. What I'm saying is someone who had that life experience at an extreme level, if he can turn his life around, you know, then certainly any of us can. So think about this weekend. We've got a very important thing to reflect on in terms of Memorial Day weekend. So many people paid the ultimate sacrifice and died for this country. You know, they, during their military duty, so we honor all of the military that anyone who's given their life, anyone who's sacrificed their life, and that's service, right? They've sacrificed the ultimate sacrifice. They've paid the ultimate sacrifice. So when we think about the things that we want to do that are worth doing, and we all have in common the desire to be more successful in Ambit Energy at its basic core, but some of the things that we need to sacrifice maybe are comfort, convenience, right? So like right now I'm visiting my cousin. I was with Michael Franzese last night in his home with 40 of his friends and family and for a surprise birthday party, which was wonderful. But tonight I want to spend time with my cousin and her husband and their son and have some things. But I took time out of my schedule to be with leaders here on this phone and to be able to maybe take a few minutes and encourage people that are listening on this line. It might be one person or two people, or I don't know, maybe I say something that encourages you, that gives you information or inspiration, right? And so in terms of sacrifice, when we think about people that sacrifice for this country, what can you sacrifice to add value to other people? And who has sacrificed? Who, like when I think about what Michael Franzese does now, how much he sacrifices for people and how much he gives back and how much he does to encourage and help people because he knows what it's like to be in a bad way, to struggle and to have difficulties in life. And I see him tirelessly giving back. And that inspires me. You know, who inspires you? Think about the leaders in this business that don't have to. They have a comfy life. They don't have to help and be available and encourage. but they're serving as an example. You know, we've got Jim and Kim Mason on this call here. They don't have to be on this call. They have a residual income that's very significant. They've made a tremendous millions of dollars in Ambit Energy, and they could just go off and, you know, live their comfortable life and not, you know, not spend time with us in Ambit Energy, and that would be a loss. But they are. And if you're on their team, if you're not on their team, these are people we need to not take for granted. And because in the world, there's enough people competing, there's enough people that are not cooperating with each other to build, to lift people up. They're just competing. And that's the beauty of our Ambit Energy business. So think about this. What do you want? What do you want this year? What do you want to accomplish in Ambit Energy? And write it down. Think about what's important to you. Like, what do you really, really want? Now, is there somebody that's accomplished it? Maybe you can call them up and be accountable to them, because there's something about being accountable to and declaring to somebody that has already been there and done that. And what it does is it'll give you the confidence that you can do it, because there's a normalcy to people that have already been there. They're not going to look at you and say, oh, you can't, oh, that's a, I don't know if you could do that. That's why, you know, that's why people that you, if you've ever shared the business with people that haven't been successful in this business in particular, and they, you're sharing this business with them, they have no experience in it, no success in the industry. And their vibe is such that it's not possible to do it, or they don't feel as if it's worth doing. And the reason why is because they haven't put the effort in to get any rewards, and that's their vantage point. That's the only thing that they know. So what do you, if you're weak, you can take on their cadence of disbelief, and that's how you, and the way to, that's not the way you win. The way you win is you take on your own belief and your own strength by getting filled up from people that are past you, one or two steps or five steps ahead of you. And by you being filled up, all of a sudden you become the embodiment of the attributes that you need to have in order to do the things that you need to do. What do we need to do to build this business? It's so simple and it's so commonly known amongst us that it's almost ridiculous for me to talk about it. And what do we need to do? We need to share the business, right? We need to meet people. I will tell you that so many of us are not meeting enough people and adding enough names to our list, adding enough people to our sphere of influence. We're not networking enough. We're not connecting enough. And if you're the kind of person that's afraid to reach out to someone about Ambit Energy, what I would recommend is, you know, start by just reaching out and not talking about Ambit Energy. So if you haven't shown the plan last week, 2 weeks, last month, why don't you take five people from your list, call them up, have a conversation with them, or three people, and just don't talk about Ambit. Talk about what they're doing. And that's it. And just talk about what they're doing. And so that's really great. I'm really encouraged by that. That's awesome. Hey, it's nice talking with you. I mean, one of my goals is to stay in touch with people more often. I guarantee by the fourth or the fifth call, somebody's going to be asking you, or during many of those calls, what are you doing? And then that's when you're going to get out of your comfort zone. The reason why we don't do what we're supposed to do sometimes is because we're focused on us. A natural byproduct of us having someone lean towards us with interest is it's a reciprocal kind of situation. So you have to add value to someone else. You have to express interest in someone else. People are interested in you when you're interested in them. So spend more time not thinking about trying to get something from someone, right? We all want more success in our business. We all want to find a better leader, find all that. But if we're wearing that on our sleeves, people can feel it, and it just doesn't work. You know, and that's, you just got to, in order to, you got to grow to a point where what we're all trying to do is just add value to other people's lives. And inevitably, somebody that you're talking to is going to ask you, or they're going to say something that becomes so obvious that they're perfect for the business. But if you're not putting yourself around new people, and you don't have, you're not exercising some of the basic disciplines that make the business work, like having a list of names. Your dream fuels your list, right? So yes, you need a dream. That's step one. What's your dream? What's your why? What are you looking to do? It should be very specific. And then that dream, that why, that desire to accomplish something, as long as it's your dream, as long as it's something you want, not that something that's manufactured, it'll give you some motivation. And that motivation should fuel you to build a very large list of names and add names to those list, to that list. And then we need to work, all of us, on our belief, our excitement about ambient energy, about ourselves, and about other people. Those are the three things, about ambient, ourselves, and about others, okay? And the way that we do that is we think good thoughts about people. We speak good words about people. We think good thoughts about ambient. We speak good words about ambient. So if you can think and speak with discipline in a positive direction towards people, good things will happen. You'll start to, your attitude will increase about yourself. Your attitude will increase about others. And as your gaze lifts up, as your attitude lifts up towards like a higher level, you're going to be speaking to better people. You're going to be attracting smarter, sharper, greater people in your life. And I'd recommend finding someone that you respect in ambient energy. Also outside of ambient energy, people that are accomplishing great things. And like I said, that's why I'm here in California, just spending time with my friend Michael, because there's things I can learn from him. I enjoy his company. I enjoy his friendship. I'm here for his surprise. I actually came for his surprise 70th birthday party, and I was honored that his wife invited me, and it was a beautiful thing. But I've built that friendship. I've cultivated that because he reached out, he extended himself and allowed me to enter into his space. So to have somebody that I respect, that I can learn from and grow and help me bridge the gap in terms of my own personal skill set and abilities and attitudes and expectations. These are things that I'm doing to invest in myself. You know, what are you doing to invest in yourself so that you can be a better person? You can be smarter, stronger, more faithful, more positive. So in terms of practicality, I would say you want to speak, you want to think and speak positive things. Discipline yourself to think good thoughts, even if you have to write them down. Think good thoughts and speak good words about yourself, about ambient energy, and about others, okay? And I would say, why not do that as an exercise? And just write on a piece of paper two or three things or five things about others that you want, that you can speak out loud and think. It does make a difference how you think about people, and because people feel it. And that's how we can change momentum personally, interpersonally, and in our organization and within the culture of ambient energy as a whole, by how we think, how we speak, and then what we do. But what we do is only a byproduct of how we think and how we speak. So that's really my thoughts about how your attitude determines your altitude, how association is really key to, it's a key element to help us get informed and inspired. So put yourself in an environment, read, write, associate, think, with all these things that, and speak positive words, think positive thoughts about people. You need to catch yourself when you're thinking negative thoughts about others or about ambient energy. Oh, I wish ambient did this, or I wish ambient did that. We all wish lots of stuff, but we've all recognized that the only way to grow is to have an attitude of growth and to have an expectation of growth. And then that puts us in a position where we want to reach out to someone else and smile, and we believe and we're positive about them, and we want to introduce them to something that's really great. And so that's really, I think, all I, you know, wanted to share for tonight. Just some thoughts about, you know, how your attitude determines your altitude. And, you know, I want to thank all military. I know it's Memorial Day weekend, but I just want to thank all anybody who serves in the military. If you're a firefighter, police officer, first responder, I just want to thank everyone who's really a sacrificial servant, really. And nurses and doctors and all the people that professionally do the things that are really wonderful, basically looking to help lift others up. So, you know, this business puts every one of us in a place where we can be a professional service person, right? We have a reason. We shouldn't need one, but we have a reason and a path where we can build a business and a calling and a team and a family simply by shaking someone's hand, smiling, and introducing them to this business, and recognizing that only, you know, one out of five people are going to get started, and maybe one out of three or one out of five will build it or do something, right? But it's not about that. It's about us. We can't control that. We can only control two things, our action and our attitude. And as for me, I'm going to, my action and my attitude are going to be focused on serving people in this business, looking for new people that want to grow their own business, that want to be a virtuous leader, and they want to lift up other people and build their own teams. And let's do this together. Ambition's coming up. It's going to be exciting. Let's make sure we're all registered, all of us who can get there. I don't know the current number and what's left in terms of spots, but if you're a regional consultant, I just, you know, want to encourage you. If you're a marketing consultant or a regional consultant, let me encourage you, please do what you can to get to the next level fast, especially senior. You're going to want to be a senior consultant by the time Ambition comes around. And a lot of great things are happening. So that's really, I think that's it for tonight. That's it for me. And I'm going to unmute here. Give me about 5 seconds and then we can have everyone sort of say goodbye to everyone. But I appreciate the opportunity to share, and so happy and proud to be a part of this phenomenal organization. So love you guys, and I'm going to unmute.